makes a killer Italian cream cake, by the way. Holy smoke. God rest her soul. I wish she would have made me one before she went home. But so we were at their house, and I'd lost all this weight, and one of the family members came to me and said, "Man, how did you lose your weight?" And I said, "Well, I've been doing the Atkins." And they said to me, "It doesn't work." And I immediately said, because my brain engages before, "You ever said things and wish you could eat them back?" I immediately said, "Well, it's because you cheated." As they were putting a piece of her Italian cream cake in their mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, I offended them. But let me tell you something about our health with Christ. I don't want to offend you, but the truth is, if you will eat Him, His Word, who He is, health will come. Let's look at the Scripture. So, this is in John. "I tell you the truth, this is Jesus. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life," Jesus said. "Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died." Now, please hear this. The manna was straight from God, ladies and gentlemen. There was nothing defective about manna. There was nothing fattening about manna. In fact, I'm convinced manna had no calories. But it did not bring life because people died even after eating it. Not until Jesus came, the bread, the manna of the New Testament, if you will, did it become life. I'm not dissing manna, but I am giving you an understanding. So he said, "Yes, I'm the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and this bread which I will offer so the world may live," this has freaked him out, "is my flesh." If I told you, you want to be healthy, you have to take a chunk of my flesh. Come on, man. That's not just offensive. That's gross. Then watch. Then the people begin to argue with each other about what he meant. You know, like he was being weird. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they asked. "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink," Jesus said. "Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." Everything important about the communion that we just had is concerning this, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something very important. I do communion every day, pretty much. And I'm learning understanding as I do this, right? And every time that you take that bread that represents healing, you are eating Jesus' body, the perfection of who He is. So I have decided the more I eat of Him, the more I got of Him in my body, so the more my body will be healed. Call me weird or whatever, it's not the point. They thought He was weird too. All right, let's keep going. What happened? I lost it. We have blanked out. There it is. "Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. I live because of the living Father," this is important, "who sent me, and in the same way, anyone who feeds," notice he didn't say eat, "anyone who feeds on me will live." Feeds, trogo, on me will live, zao, which is the verb form of zoe, which is life. The verb form, what does a verb mean? It's an action word. It's not one thing to talk about, I got life. It's another thing to live life, abundant life. That's what he's talking about. If you feed on me, you know what that word feed on me means? It means to gnaw, to take your time, to chew, like a cow chews cud. You know what cud is? Come on, you guys are Texans. You should know what cud is. They chew and chew and chew, swallow it, and then bring it right back up and chew it some more. And call it gross all you want. Listen, they are gross, by the way. Because my dad, he had a meat locker, and we used to go kill cattle. And the gross thing, you kill the cow, and he cuts it open and dresses it right there in the thing. Well, all the cows come up, after he cuts it open, all the cows come up and eat the hay that's inside the dead cow. I want to gross you out. Enjoy your meal today at lunch. Have some good red meat today, ladies and gentlemen. My wife... That's a good one. She normally just gives me dear look. "You're Steve." "What?" What does that mean? It's not, look, I respect people who read the Bible in 1 year, but they don't get anything sometimes. How about you take one verse and Tim Keller, great teacher. He said in college one time they would give them like two scriptures and tell them they have to spend 45 minutes on it before they could move on from it to see what they could get from it. And he said to a person, every one of them said, it was took them 30 minutes before it really started absorbing in what it could really mean. How about we do that? Take a one scripture, go chew on it and flavor it and taste it and know it. And if you do, you're going to have zao, which is the verb form of zoe life, which zoe literally means a life that is strong, active, efficient, and full of vigor. This is somebody who's alive. These are people that drive you crazy because you want to be grumpy and they don't want to be grumpy. I get that all the time, man. People want to be grumpy. I won't let them be grumpy. No, you can't be grumpy. If you're going to be grumpy, you better walk. Well, no, walk away. Whatever. I want, what is 2018, the number 18? Life, high life. I want that life in me, in my physical body, in my spiritual body. I want life, but the only way you're going to get that life is to feed, chew on who Jesus is. So, having said all that, eating right brings complete health. And I'm talking about spiritually eating now, which incorporates with natural eating. I get it, but eating right brings complete health. And when I say complete health, I want to show you scripture that we all know this scripture. We've read it a million times. We think we understand it, but I want you to see the provision that God has for us concerning who we are. Look at this. This is in Isaiah. We all know it because it's always done at Easter. He was despised and forsaken by men, prophesying about Jesus 700 years before Jesus was here. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised. And we didn't esteem him, obviously. Surely our griefs, Hebrew, understand the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, the New Testament is written in Greek. You understand that? You need to understand that. So in this is in Hebrew, surely our griefs, which is cholai, he himself bore our sorrows, machab. He carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our rebellion, which is what that word means. He was crushed for our, and it's not ding-dong Avon's calling, it's Avon, if you want to pronounce it correctly. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, chabura, it sounds like something from Star Wars, doesn't it? We are healed. So what am I saying? That word, those words in Hebrew, the word for grief in Hebrew means he took care of sicknesses and diseases. Not just getting sick, but diseases that are associated with that, all right? Then the word for sorrows means he took care of mental and physical pain. You struggling with suicide? He's available. You struggling with feeling bad about who you are? Pay attention to who he is. It's not about how bad you are, how depressed you are. It's all about how good he is. And when you get it and understand it and start receiving it, zoe, zao, the verb of it, you'll walk in your life. And then the iniquities. The word Avon, ding dong, Avon's gone. Sorry, y'all are so young, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, we bought cologne inside of a glass car. Y'all remember that, some of y'all. Avon, I don't even know. Is Avon still alive? They still Avon in out there? Okay. I bet, do they still have the glass cars with cologne in it? Do they really, Virginia? It's good to see you, young lady. You feeling good, right? Feeling better. You just ready to whip the world. I love it. It is good to see you. Okay, so that word for iniquity, Avon, is he takes care of the guilt or punishment of sins. So here you have this God who loves you so much that he sent Jesus to take care of your sickness and your disease, your mental and your physical pain, and the guilt of punishment that you totally deserved. And then where it says the word scourging, the reason I wrote that one down, is because it says, by his scourging, we are healed. We know this. We are healed, not we are going to be. We are healed, but that word scourging means, let's just put it this way, by his bruises, his stripes, his wounds, and the blows to his body. Everything that Christ did on the cross had to do with your physical healing. Every drop of blood that he shed had to do with your remission of sin. So that's why it's as far as the east is from the west. God has covered everything in this thing that if we will eat. We got to eat healthy here. We got to eat it to get it, right? In fact, we're going to go into the New Testament now. In the New Testament, Matthew actually quoted from what I just read from the Old Testament. When Jesus came into Peter's home, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and waited on him. Notice nothing big time happened there. And when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself, same scripture, took our infirmities, but remember, this is in Greek now, took our infirmities with it, which is, however you say that, it looks like anesthetic, which is the root, and carried away our noses, our nosos, our diseases. Now, those two words, let me tell you what those mean so you understand. We had all the Hebrew come in. Then again, the word asthenia means feebleness of health or sickness of our soul, of our soul. Guys, some people teach that you need spiritual healing. There is no need to heal our spirit. Our spirit can't get sick. Our spirit's born again. Do you hear me? Just stop it with that, oh, we need the spirit. You don't need spiritual healing. He's alive and well. He's alive and well. He's down inside that crusty person of you, but he's alive and well. That's what I tell my fire department guys all the time. Some of y'all are all that, and some of y'all thinks this. But the bottom line is, down inside of all that crust that you got, whether you got a lot of crust or little crust, there's a little guy in there that wants to help somebody, or you wouldn't be doing what you do. That Spirit of God lives in you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. You don't need healing there. Oh, in the soul, you betcha. That soul is that crazy phronio. Phronio is a Greek word for mind, and it does crazy things. But you don't need nothing in your spirit, so don't believe that stuff. But what this is saying is, again, feebleness of health and the sickness of the soul. That's a double whammy on the words in the Greek. And then the nosos literally means sicknesses and diseases. Here's the point. So why don't we see our healing? Why don't we see our healing manifest in our body? Is this not a big battle? Here's what's so funny, too. This is hilarious to me. I was just thinking about this week. Do you realize us believers are the only ones who struggle with healing? Because the world doesn't seek Jesus. The world seeks a doctor. So it's all about seeking the doctor. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so it's only believers who are like, well, Jesus hadn't healed me. You're pretty good. You're getting close to receiving what's already available. You hear what I'm saying? Because instead of chasing after the world and the doctors and whatever and all this, I'll get there in a second. So here's why we don't see our healing. We forget to eat right. We forget to eat right. Have you ever done that? I know when I was doing the diet, man, my diets were roller coaster, up and down. You know, lose weight, can jump on the scale. Oh, man, I've lost 5 pounds. Get back on the next day. Oh, I gained 2 more back. You know, it was constant battle. You know, I've lost a lot of weight, and I have, and it's on purpose, by the way. I'm not sickly. But the truth is, I haven't been, well, I have recently. But for 3 months, I didn't even get on a scale. Why? Because that has nothing to do. It has all to do with the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, which the, you know, love, joy, peace, and it gets down to temperance. And I hate to use self-control, and it really does kind of mean self-control. But how can the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit can't do anything in me if I'm going to get involved. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's why the word temperance really is a better word, because anytime you put self, Holy Spirit's going to in self, it just doesn't work. But that's what it's been. And what's strange is I have been, I noticed I started changing. I go out and eat with cops at lunch a lot. And one day they were all shocked because I'm still eating while they're waiting for me to finish. And used to, I had 2 forks, man, and I'm rocking and rolling. What you need to understand is I didn't even have an idea I was eating slower. I'm telling you the truth. But I did when they were all finished and they're like ready to pay, and I still got a few bites left. I'm like, wait. I mean, I was as shocked as they were. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because my focus is not on me and my health and how many pounds have I lost. It was all on Jesus. Amen. Now, throw that into your life in all avenues, including your health. We forget to eat right. Here's how the scripture tells us. David was awesome when he wrote this. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and we know this song, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget His benefits. We tend to forget His benefit. We tend to forget eating gluten-free is healthy until we gluten it up and then we're sick as a dog. Watch this. And then He explains what He's talking about. Who pardons all your iniquities. All of them. All of them. Yesterday's, all of them. Today's, all of them. Tomorrow's, all of them. Now that freaks people out. It is tomorrow's. It will always be tomorrow's. It has to be tomorrow's. And if that's not true, then we're all bad because Jesus died 2,000 years ago and we live in tomorrow. Do you get it? Well, does that mean I can just do whatever I want? No, you don't understand. That is so silly. Can you do that on a diet? Okay, so now watch this. That word, well, let's finish this. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems, in other words, makes full payment for your life from destruction, who crowns you, which means surrounds you with His loving kindness and compassion. He's a good, good Father. He surrounds you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things. Well, no, you don't understand, man. I've been going through it. He supplies good things. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by hearing the good news of Jesus. Luke 12:32, ladies and gentlemen, it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Wow. In fact, if you've ever got a book from me, that's the scripture I write in there every time. Unless I don't like you, and then I'll write, Judas went and hanged himself. Go ye and do likewise. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Man, I haven't taught the eagle in a while. I'm leaning towards teaching that again. It's been 3 years. I normally do it every two. But anyway, there's just so much in that, and I don't want to go there right now. But the point is, here's what that word forget means. It not only means to make or to cause to forget, it means to cease to care. We don't care about His benefits. Why? Because some of us are all of that in a bag of chips. We feel like we can do it on our own. Other of us feels like we're so terrible and horrible that God does want to punish us and that, oh, I know He's a good dad, but He's going to make my life miserable. There's not a dad alive that wants to make their child's... Now, choices are stupid, I get it, but there's not a dad that wants to make your life stupid. So, here's what happens. We forget His benefits when we seek our own solution and don't feed on His undeserved benefits that are provided for us. I'm going to say it again. We forget His benefits when we seek our own solution and don't feed on His undeserved benefits provided for us. I am the prime example of that, or I should say I was the prime example of that. When I was having physical issues, dude, I am on the internet. I have every little ache and pain, I'm on the internet going to figure out what I've got. Well, good God, I had diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, cancer, bladder messed up. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm constantly looking. I wasn't eating the Word. I wasn't eating Jesus. I was eating what the world's telling me. If I eat the Word says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. If I eat the Word, it says I am healed. If I eat the Word, it says my sins are forgiven forever. If I eat the Word, it says I'm stinking not righteous. But He calls me righteous because of what Jesus did. I've started eating the Word. I haven't gone and looked for any aches and pains no more. I mean, I was looking at it. You just name it. God, you just name it. Got to figure it out. WebMD, stop it. Go to JesusMD. I'm just telling you the truth. I am a physical standing example of what we're talking about today. There are no words to explain to you the mental battle that happens when you pursue other stuff other than Him. And my physical body is every day getting better and better and better. I'm not kidding. I'm not running away from a doctor. You get what I'm saying? I'm not dissing doctors. We've got good believer doctors. I'm not doing that at all. What I'm saying is there is something powerful in eating healthy. And I finally, about 2 weeks ago, well, probably a little bit longer than that, a month ago started eating healthy, and every time I had the itch to go, oh no, well, this is hurting, and get on there, well, you got a kidney infection, urinary tract infection, you're going to die in a week. I don't do that no more, man. I'm serious. I'm as serious as I can be. So, because what happens is, out of sight, out of mind, out of heart. And that's why our lives are sick and powerless and of no effect. If you'll go into Corinthians with me, again, talking about communion, that's what Paul told the Corinthian church. Man, y'all are so messed up, he said. He said, you're coming together. You're coming together to have the Lord's Supper, and y'all are hungry, and you just eat before we even can do it. And he said, and the reason some of you are sick and weak and almost ready to die is because you don't discern the body correctly. It's got nothing to do with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, examine yourself. That it doesn't mean examine if whether you're good enough. It's silly. It means examine your belief system, your understanding, if you're discerning the body of Christ correctly, which means, as we just studied, the body of Christ completed everything for us in all areas of healing, our mind, our body, our soul, our finances, all of it. All of it. Man, He is so good, and I'm so not, and I get it. So our lives become sick and powerless and of no effect. Here's I'm getting towards the end here, so y'all don't have to listen to me no more. King James Version, because we just love the King James Version. Actually, I like it in this setting because it helps. Christ has become of no effect. Apo katarjo unto you, whoever of you who are justified, dikaiao, by the law, the Mosaic law and its contents, you have fallen, love this, from grace. Christ has become no effect to you. All right, I helped you on this one. I went ahead and vetted it out for you. Here's the version. The SVV, remember, it stands for Steve Van Zandt Vetted. Here it comes. Maybe. Look at there it comes. Isn't that beautiful? Exactly how I wrote it. Do we not have it? You don't have it? Well, then you don't have my last scripture either. You have my last scripture, but you don't have that. That's okay. I'll read it to you. I used to just put the stupid thing, but I'm like, no, something will happen because every demon resides in technology. Just so you know. When Jesus... Now, if he came now, he wouldn't cast it into the pigs. He'd cast it into apples. All right, I'm going to read it a couple times so you'll get it in your heart. Again, Galatians 5:4. Christ has become inactive and inoperable to those of you who have chosen to exhibit your righteousness by trying to follow the law of Moses. You are powerless and ineffective and have plummeted from the unearned and undeserved benefits available through Christ. I'll read it again. Christ has become inactive and inoperable to those of you who have chosen to exhibit your righteousness by trying to follow the law of Moses. You are powerless and ineffective and have plummeted from the unearned and undeserved benefits available through Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't have both. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got to be all in on this guy named Jesus. It's law and it's law or grace, not law and grace. Again, I'm going to say it a million times. Grace is not a doctrine. Grace is Jesus. Anytime you read the word grace in the Bible, insert the name Jesus and see if that doesn't work for you. Where sin abound, grace does much more abound. Where sin abound, Jesus does much more abound. Even when you do, oh, but for the grace of God, go I. But for Jesus, that would be me. You cannot mix it. It's impossible. Here's what I put. Law versus grace, healthy eating or occasional cheating. Hear that thump? Look, dude, I'm down to 2 months pregnant instead of 8. Just want you to know. I want you to know that. Here's my conclusion. I don't want you to be, oh, thank you. Thank you. There, now you can read yourself. Christ has become inactive and inoperable to those of you who have chosen to exhibit your righteousness by trying to follow the law of Moses. You're powerless and ineffective and have plummeted from the unearned and undeserved benefits available through Christ. Why? Because you have to understand and recognize you don't deserve it. You can't earn it. And anytime you get outside of that, then you're trying to follow the law of Moses. You can't earn, nor do you deserve it, but it's available to you. What does that mean? That means when you come and ask for prayer, and the guy goes, have you been trying to live your best for Christ? And you say no, then you can be healed. Well, yes, I do my... No, stop it. No, that don't work. Well, yes, I have... No, you haven't. So, here's my conclusion. We are what we eat. If we eat the living word and chew it over... Listen, I want to tell you this. My email address, let me give you my email address. svanzant@ccofw.org. Pretty simple. I'm giving that to you for a purpose. You need to start eating and enjoying the Word. When I was a child, I was pounded with reading the Bible. So obviously, when you read any book, how many of you have read my book? You started at chapter 1, is that correct? Okay, you didn't jump in the middle. So every time that I felt the guilt of reading the Bible, I started in Genesis. And I would make it a little, you know, almost through it. You know, I get to chapter 50 and I'm like, God, are they all this long? Then you get into Exodus and it's getting a little freaky. Leviticus, you lost me. Leviticus, it was over. You know, it was just over. And you get to Chronicles and all the begats, it's no. Jehoshaphat, begat, Jehunahuna, Jehunahuna, begat, Jalalalala. It's like, no. Little did I know that in all honesty, though the Old Testament, which I use a lot, is a foreshadowing of Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus, but yet the New Testament, the New Covenant, Testament, by the way, means covenant, by the way, means contract, the New Deal that we got when Jesus did his thing, that's where that really is. But little did I know that. But the reason I'm telling you, from giving my email address, I want you, if you want this, I want you to email me, and I'll email it to you. When I first came to an understanding of how good Jesus is, I went through all of the New Testament, and I wrote anything that had to do with this thing called grace and faith, and anything that had to do with how awesome He is and how bad I'm not. And I put it together in a thing, and big title, I called it The Grace of God. And the only changes I made was I would bold parts that I want people to hear. You know, like when the Word says, from start to finish, it's about faith. We have been taught and lived from start to finish, it's about how good you do and how if you can attain to what you need to attain. No, from start to finish, it's about faith in Jesus. We've been told we can walk in righteousness. We cannot. And that the Word is so clear. You can't, but God declares you are. Wow, when you start getting it and you chew it over and you mull it over, it's probably about 5 pages long. All it is the Bible. And you're welcome to, because what's so funny is when I first came to the knowledge of this, I'm like, the Bible really doesn't say that. And I would go to it and I'm like, oh my God, it does. I can't believe, I didn't know you loved me that much. It's because I never really read the Word. I never ate it. Anyway, if you want that, copy that. All I ask you to do is take it and take your time. Start with the first one. And understand, oh my God, it's 5 or 6 pages. I don't know however long it is. It's not the point. Start with the first one and read it till you get it. You might swallow it and you might spit it back up and chew it a little bit. Feed on Him. Feed on Jesus. And when you feed on Him, listen, your life cannot be the same when you feed on Him. And don't feed on the problems and feed on the political system and feed on, no, stop. Feed on Him in Zoe life. Zao is the verb. Will be a part of who you are. And you will have vigor. And when I say vigor, it's not just, you know, like you can work out and stuff. It releases our mind from the battle. That's why the Word says, man, think on these things, good things, whole things, beautiful things, wonderful things. You got to constantly stay there because we're constantly being bombarded by the world's stuff. So, We are what we eat. By the way, that whole give you my email address wasn't in these notes. It just dawned on me. Eat the living word, chew it over, and then you'll understand this last scripture, and this is David again. Come on and taste and see that the Lord is good. He didn't say hear. Now, faith comes by hearing, but hearing by eating the word. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed, which this is the amplified version. So taste and see that the Lord our God is good. How blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who takes refuge in Him. So if you got an ache or a pain, don't run to WebMD. Don't do like I did. Oh my God, you'll have every disease you've ever thought of. They're even making up new names for new stuff, man. They got one now that's called some kind of fatigue because you work more than 40 hours. Yeah, well, that's not a disease. That's awesome. You're making some overtime, supplying stuff for your family. That's not a disease. A disease is thinking I need... Never mind. I'm not going to go there. My whole point today, again, we talked about healthy eating. Listen, everything the Word says is true. We've just never really listened to the Word. Everything the Word says is true. Everything that Christ did for us is true. God really is for us, not against us. For God really did love the world so, so much that He gave His Son, that whoever would honestly just believe in Him and the work that He did on the cross will have your ticket to heaven. But there's so much more than that. Feed on Him, Jesus said. Now watch, it offended a lot. Eat, feed on me. Gnaw, chew it up. That's got to be so gross to these people in the natural. And you will walk in Zoe, abundant, full of life. Zoe is so much like sozo, which means salvation, which incorporates our entire being. You'll be that. You'll have that. And you'll be renewed like an eagle. Okay. I'm done. Sorry, that was a turkey. That was a turkey because I don't know how an eagle does. What was it? Eagle. I don't know how an eagle does. Sorry.